I'm grateful for the opportunity to share some of my thoughts on short-form programming. And, thanks to EWTN for recognizing the importance of short-form programming. It is very important. Let's say a prayer together before I get started. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to use notes because I am notorious for tangents. And there's no way I can make it through 200 slides. That's just a threat. All right. This isn't my computer, so. There we go. Just a couple words on the St. Gabriel Radio. We're in Columbus, Ohio. We serve the Diocese of Columbus. We just celebrated our 12th anniversary this past summer. We've been on AM 820 now for 6 years come December, so we own the station. It's what we call a blowtorch, or what Tom Price calls the blowtorch. We reach about 4.2 million people throughout the state of Ohio. We have two full-time employees. Bill Messerly, who many of you know, is our executive director. I'm the assistant director. Then we have three part-time employees. Colleen Lewis, who's also with us, does our community outreach, setting up parish ambassadors. We talked about that earlier in one of the presentations today. We have a communications coordinator that handles all of our website and social media, as well as newsletters, that sort of thing. And then we also have a donor relations manager that handles donor relations. So what are we going to talk about? We're talking specifically in this presentation about the affiliate breaks, those breaks that EWTN gives the affiliates each hour, right? And I'm talking to a diverse audience here. I realize that some of you had been at this and are probably utilizing these breaks perfectly. I want to have some interaction at the end of the presentation to share ideas. That's important because I know that we're using them imperfectly. And I know there's some of you probably that aren't using these breaks at all or haven't even started looking at them. So if my terminology, I'm an acronym fanatic. So if I start going off, raise your hand and ask me to clarify. No offense, okay? An affiliate break, we get them every hour, typically, and we get between 4 and 6 minutes an hour to do local promotions, business underwriters. If you're a commercial station, which we are, you have your commercial traffic to clear. But then you also have opportunities for community news, for prayers and reflections, really anything that you can fit in to a 2-2.5 minute break. So there's a lot of opportunities to be creative. And why this is important, from the beginning, Mother Angelica wanted Catholic radio to be structured in such a way that we could localize it. If you're not taking your local breaks, you're not a local Catholic radio station, all right? You're an EWTN station. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Darn it, Jack is back. Obviously you're taking top of the hour IDs, and yeah, that's good, but there's so much more opportunity. And Mother Angelica recognized the importance of localizing, because what does it do? It builds up the local body of Christ. It improves the relationships with your diocese and the parishes. You create relationships, and we'll talk about all this through the presentation. My philosophy is to focus on three elements: to inform, to inspire, and to encourage. And we'll talk about this. If you can accomplish those three things in your short-form programming, you're hitting a home run. And you can do it in different ways, and we'll talk about that. You want to inform your listeners of what's happening in the community, right? You can do that in community news, promote different events. You want to inspire them to a deeper understanding and understanding of their faith, relationships with Jesus Christ, relationship with their parishes. And you also want to encourage them to take that next step, whatever that next step is for the individual listener. John Paul II referred to Catholic radio, or radio in general, as an intimate medium. I love that term, because our listeners, we're talking directly to individual listeners. You know, never lose face of that, or the fact that when somebody is in their car, we're talking directly to that person. They're not a part of a demographic. They're not a part of a group or of a larger community. We're talking directly to that person. There's a lot of power in radio. And you guys that have been on the air have already realized that over and over again through these testimonials, how life-changing a five-second clip can be to somebody's life delivered at the right time. So never lose sight of that. So you want to encourage them to return to the sacraments, to deepen their prayer life. Most importantly, you want them to participate in the life of the church, and that may be by returning to the sacraments. You know, Father Wade did a great job, and I want to give him a plug also before I forget. The Fathers of Mercy, I'm sorry if Father mentioned this and I missed it. The Fathers of Mercy make available all of their talks to the affiliates for broadcast, right? We have permission to air their entire library of CDs, which are outstanding. All you have to do is purchase them and attribute them, right, to the Fathers of Mercy. So you can't sell them yourself or, you know, make them available for download or whatever. So that's a great library and just solid teaching. So, yes. So the break timings, you're looking anywhere from 15-second spots, 30 seconds, 60. I hesitate to do anything over a minute and a half in short-form programming, only because it's difficult to fit into breaks. So typically I aim for 30 seconds or 60-second spots. Are they hard to do? Yeah. It's a challenge to write a good 30-second spot. Thank God we have great copywriters, you know, because I cannot be that concise. I cannot be that precise and economical with the words to convey a good thought in 30 or 60 seconds. That's a real talent. So look at your volunteer base and look for people in your community that have those skills. Copywriting rule of thumb. This is bonus content right here. To write a 30-second spot, you want to use 18-point font, 7.5 lines, all right? 18-point font, 7.5 lines, rule of thumb, okay? Put in a lot of big words, it may mess you up a little bit. For a 60-second spot, it would be 18-point font, 15 lines, that's right. So it is a skill. I'll just show you what kind of a skill it is. These are not from St. Gabriel, but it gives you an idea of bad copywriting, all right? And I don't have a good radio voice. The eighth graders at St. Michael Church will be presenting Shakespeare's Hamlet in the Parish Center on Friday at 7 p.m. The congregation is invited to attend this tragedy. The St. Rose of Lima Low Self-Esteem Support Group will meet Thursday at 7 to 8:30. Please use the back door. One more. On Monday, Father Jones, pastor of Our Lady of Peace, will deliver a talk entitled, What is Hell? Come early and listen to the choir practice. On a serious note, last weekend there in Magnificat magazine, there was a great quote. It was in the section that Bishop Barron wrote, but it was a quote from Cardinal George. And I think this fits nicely with why we want to localize our content. So the quote is, "You cannot simply drop the truth on people and then walk away, convinced that you've done your duty. Rather, once you tell your people the truth, you must be committed to helping them integrate that truth into their lives." Help them integrate that truth into their lives. There's no better way to do that than through your local programming, because the life of the church, those relationships that they have with each other, you're accompanying them, they're accompanying each other, and that's what this is all about, right? Okay, so why be local? Quite literally, your community, your listeners will have a voice on your station. Obviously, you're talking about local events, local content, but you're also using local voices, right? You bring in volunteers to actually record these spots. You have them do the copywriting, the editing, the production. You're involving more and more people in your community, and that is essential to the sustainability of your apostolates. You create unity with parishes and the diocese. This is so important. And through the short form programming, when you run breaks throughout the day, you're demonstrating this commitment to the diocese and the parishes over and over again. I don't want this to sound harsh. Be Catholic, all right? Tie it back in to your parishes. Tie your messaging back into the sacraments. We have a big problem, right, culturally with spiritual but not religious, right? If all you're doing is giving inspiring messages and leaving people there, don't. Lead them back to their parishes, lead them back into the sacraments, especially the sacrament of reconciliation and back to the Mass. It's so important that we be Catholic in the messages. And then thirdly, we also create connections between our listeners. For those of you that have been on the air for a while, you start to hear these stories about friendships that develop between listeners. It starts with a conversation, "I heard on Catholic radio this." And then these relationships, these friendships develop. And that's really important. Dr. Anders made some of these comments this morning around how many... people don't know many Catholics, in certain areas of the country. And your listeners are going to be these points of contact for each other. They build up the community, and that has a strong, lasting effect, not only on your parishes, and that's of the utmost importance, but it also then leads to relationship with the radio station. They become volunteers, they become donors and supporters. So... foster those connections between your listeners. We do that at St. Gabriel through regular open houses. One way that we do it at St. Gabriel is through open houses, where we invite people to come in and see the station, just spend time with us. Our phones are always open to people who want to learn more about the faith. We have a lot of non-Catholic listeners, so they feel welcome. We work overtime. Colleen does a great job on providing hospitality. They know that they can turn to us to get that information that they need, and then in turn we refer them on to the parish or to a priest or whatever the case is. But hospitality is important. So, before you get started with producing your short form content, take a look and figure out what your messaging goals are. Kelly mentioned this morning with articulating the challenges that you face. This is all great content for your short-form programming. Remember the three points of focus: inform, inspire, and encourage. So how do you do those three things, and how do you incorporate them into your messaging goals? Figure out which breaks you want to fill, roughly between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m., between 40 and 50 minutes if you take every break. That's a lot of time to fill. So figure out which spots you actually want to provide content for. At a minimum, I would say do the drive times. So you know what that is in your market. You know, if you start at 6, you know, take it up to 8 or 9 o'clock or 7 to 9. Take the lunchtime break. A lot of people get back in their cars or listen at their desks during lunch. And then certainly again at evening drive time. That's a minimum. You also have, you know, a lot of stay-at-home parents that listen during the day. More and more people are streaming the stations at work, listening on the earbuds. So just take an advantage. Okay, this could lead us down a rabbit hole here. I hesitate to bring this up, but it's so important. Take care of your music licensing. You have to pay the piper, all right? So determine what that means. Certainly never, and you guys probably know this, just because you download something from iTunes doesn't mean you can use it as a music bed. Use it as a music bed, right? You don't have permission to broadcast that. You have to pay the licensing. What we did at St. Gabriel, and it was a lot of work because we've been around for a little while, we scrubbed our music library. We got rid of BMI, CSAC, ASCAP. We stopped. We exclusively use FirstCom now, okay? Anyone else using FirstCom? You all should be taking a look at FirstCom. This is what EWTN uses. This is what Ave Maria uses. We use it. It has both a production library of probably tens of thousands of music beds that cover every mood, every genre. Very extensive. But then you also can buy your broadcast rights through FirstCom, right? So you pay one person, one company, one fee. It's an annual fee. I think it's going to be based on how much music you use, number one, and then the size of your station. But it's firstcom.com, firstcom.com. Take a look at it. And then finally, recruit volunteers. Start keeping an ear open or your ears open for those good voices that you encounter. You never know where you're going to run into a good voice, but start making notes of the sorts of voices that you want to have on your station. One of the great joys of producing these short-form programs is having people come into the station to record the segments. We have everything from the mature, older voices to Cub Scouts. You know, we give out, or the Cub Scouts give out a merit badge for communications. So we do station tours. And quite literally, whenever somebody comes through the station, we try to get them to record something. And the Cub Scouts are a blast. We have listener IDs with these young voices, and they get to say their name and their Cub Scout pack, and we have, you know, the script and everything for them. I just put them into a rotation and run them, you know, throughout the day at different times. They love it. Their parents love it. It's fantastic. So only 180 more slides. All right, optimizing your breaks. Very likely you're going to use a combination. And Bill, can you hand out the, I have a handout, a take home for you. Most likely you're going to utilize both national short form content as well as local. National examples, Chris Stefanik, Real Catholic. Have you guys heard that? Yeah. Available for free through his website. Young Catholic Minutes, Catholics Come Home. Oh boy, what else? I just went blank. Theology of the Body Minutes. Now, these are all produced out typically to a minute long. No charge. All right, no charge at all. They're available through Chris Stefanik. I get an email once a month with three new spots. What this handout shows you are our rotations. So, and then the number in the parentheses is the library that I've built up. So you're going to see some pretty big numbers here. You know, I may have 90 prayers in a rotation. This is done over a period of time, but I'm constantly adding and refreshing content. Second point, so you want to do a combination of national and local. Wherever possible, here's some acronyms for you. Tie your short-form programming to your long-form programming. Long-form programming, the Teresa Tomeo Show, for example. Teresa talks about pro-life issues very frequently. How about in your commercial breaks, in your affiliate breaks, you have short-form programming on pro-life activities, so things that are happening in your parish is related to pro-life, prayers for healing from abortion, prayers for life, you know, whatever reflections, but tie the content so you have that continuity through the hour tied into pro-life, and there's different opportunities, you know, the themes of the different shows, so just, you know, think creatively. Use those multiple voices. I already mentioned the benefit. It's just fun to have young and old voices together. It also makes your station sound big, right? Success breeds success. If you have two people doing voiceovers for you, it looks pretty small. All right. So always recruit new voices and put them into the rotation. It looks, hey, these guys have it going. There's a lot of people supporting them. You know, there's young people, there's middle-aged people, there's young adults, there's teenagers, there's high schoolers. So put as many different voices as you can. Finally, be attractive. Even when you're talking about difficult topics, and by no means shy away from the difficult topics, but make it attractive, right? We have a faith that is good, true, and beautiful. So when you're writing your copy, express the good, the true, and the beautiful. Attract people with the messages. Don't be a church of no. Okay, that's going to turn people off. They're not going to want to listen to that. There's enough darkness in the media, right? You're going to hear examples. People come to you because it's the light shining in the darkness. So show them that light. All right, mix it up. This is an example break of a break, a 2 minute and 15 second break. Top of the hour, so you have a top of the hour ID here. So remember, inform, inspire, and encourage. So what we're doing here in the 60-second community news, we're informing them about community events. We're inspiring them with a prayer. And we're encouraging them to take action with a Catholic Come Home announcement. So the Catholics Come Home have 30 and 60 second spots. They're all for free. I think it's on the handout, 22 or 23 of them. They are very encouraging. If you've been away from the church, come back. You know, if you've been away from reconciliation, go back to confession, go back to Mass. So they're very encouraging messages. And then we have a 15 second ID. Do that in every break. Inform, inspire, and encourage. I have some examples for you. And it kind of goes in line here with the handout. You all need to do station IDs, right? You know that. So you have to, FCC requires a scripted top of the hour ID. We have a standard voice. He had been our development director when we did our capital campaign a few years ago. He just has a great voice. And we got this idea from the folks in Cleveland. It was fantastic. Last spring, we went out to all the Catholic high schools in our diocese within our listener area and recorded the high school seniors. So they were able to say, you know, I'm Joe Smith, I'm the student council president at Bishop Watterson High School, and you're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Yeah, and they had a blast. Colleen went out to these schools with the script and a remote microphone and just recorded them one after another. Then we made all of them available on our website. so they could download them or share them with family members that are out of town. It's a big deal, folks. Yeah, once you start doing it, it may not seem like a big deal, but for a 9-year-old kid to come in, 10-year-old kid to come into your station, sit down behind the microphone, and voice something, it's a big deal, and it's a big deal to these high schoolers as well, so, and to their parents. So they promised me that this audio would work. Let's see. Here's a couple IDs.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WPSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
So that's our standard ID.
WPSG, Columbus, Ohio. Turn up your faith. This is Dakota Daniel, a graduating senior at Bishop Watson High School and varsity basketball cheer captain. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. WPSG, Columbus, Ohio, turn up your faith. This is Bailey Conrad, graduating senior at Fishing Catholic High School and captain of the basketball and softball team. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Isn't that fun? I mean, it's just attractive, isn't it? Okay, for prayers, Elizabeth Ficicelli, that's here with us, also recorded, and we run these every morning. We pray for a specific priest each day by name. So we've recorded, it's on the sheet there, 90-some or so, priest prayers. And we make that a point right away, first thing in the morning during drive time, we pray for one of our priests by name. And this is active priests as well as retired priests. Magnificat magazine gave us permission to do reflections from the actual magazine. So we do two for each weekday, a morning prayer either based on the scripture or from their little morning prayer segment. And then in the evening, it's typically the intercessions or something out of evening prayer. So these are these spots. Remarkably, Elizabeth got those right every time on the first try. So, right? now, Elizabeth does professional voiceovers, and she does a show. We produce, I didn't want to get into long-form programming, we produce 13 shows locally as well, and she hosts a show on vocation stories. So again, having the priests come in to share their vocation stories. If you're looking to do long-form programming, start there. Get the priests to come into your station and share their vocation stories. Listeners love it, and it's such an important thing to do for our parishes and for vocations. They're wonderful. Priests have told us that they like listening to other priests' vocation stories because they don't know a lot of these stories themselves, right? Especially some of the retired priests, or some of the older priests. So they like to listen. It's just outstanding. News and events. We do news 5 days a week. We collect the events through our website, so listeners submit news stories. We do focus only on Catholic events online. We just don't have the capacity to do secular events. So again, we want to build up the body of Christ, and we decided to put that focus on specifically on Catholic events. So we do 5 of these a week. Business member. Did there also, we had a strong branding of the station up front, and I think there were probably 8 or 9 parishes that were mentioned there in 60 seconds. So again, it's building the community together. We're blessed in Columbus. We're one of those 20-minute cities, so you can be just about anywhere in the metropolitan area in about 20 minutes. So if you find out something good that's happening on the other side of town, yeah, you can be there. And that, again, builds up our community. We have people kind of hopping from parish to parish. It's just not centered on their parish. They're going to events all over town, and they're intentionally seeking out Catholic events. And then finally, a couple parenting, or two reflections. Parenting, these are done by Emily Jaminet, who's a local mom and author. She does these reflections called Mother's Moments. And then we have Theology of the Body Minutes, which are syndicated. If you guys are interested in any of these to help you get your libraries built, some of these are very translatable, and I'm more than happy to share them with you. I have my contact information here in a second on slide 199, I think. Whatever, if you look through the list and you have a question about what this reflection is, just give me a call or shoot me an email, and I can say, yeah, you can use it. It's suitable for you, or send you some samples so you can see what it's about. So this is Mother's Moments.
Hello, this is Emily Jaminet with a Mother's Moment. The other day, I was walking back from Holy Communion with my little boy, and all of a sudden, he took off in a very brisk walk. He was heading right to the stained glass window of the Station of the Cross, in which Christ was being hung on the cross by the soldiers. The station was at waist level, and as he bent down low, he studied it intensely. Then he asked the angel's question to me, why did these bad men hurt Jesus? In that moment, I felt my heart bleed as I witnessed my son enter into the station. How many times do we walk by the stations of the cross in our church and not even look at the story that they are desperately trying to tell us? How often is our Lord trying to pull on our hearts and take time out for us to ponder this great mystery? It has been suggested that if we are busy, just take one station every day, and then in 2 weeks, we will have entered into the entire Passion. As mothers, we need to remember to get the spiritual fuel that we need to keep us going, like meditating on the stations of the cross. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, please give us eyes to see your suffering and a heart that desires to love you more. Amen. May we be a light to the world by taking time out to meditate on the stations of the cross. Did you know that your body has a theology? Love talk is everywhere these days. We read stories about love. Love songs fill the airwaves. We long for someone we can love and be loved by. Our desire to know love is endless and insidious. As it turns out, Pope St. John Paul II agreed. He wrote, the human person cannot live without without love. His life is senseless if love is not revealed to him, if he does not encounter love. So when I say to my friend, I love you, I'm not saying I love you because you give me things or because you're so good looking. Those reasons may describe the person, but it's not who they really are. Authentic love is saying yes to something good that is naturally attractive. This inner goodness is a reflection of divine love. I'm Clarissa Chichioko for Creative Catholic Works. For more on the theology of the body, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
So the mother's moments was a minute and a half. The theology of the body minute is a minute long. I think it's remarkable in both of those how well written they are, and how in Emily's she writes these in front of the tabernacle, and it gets her away from the noise of home, but also in front of our Lord. And they're all just so inspired. So that's Emily's, both of them, but I think Emily's is a good example of being inspiring, right? You're inspired to go deeper, but then you're encouraged also very specifically to take that next step, and the next step being, if you don't have time for all the stations, do one station, right? So she does just an outstanding job. We're very grateful. So, jumping ahead to slide 198. This is perhaps one of the best connections you can have to your community. Long-form programming is wonderful. I am proud of the long-form shows, obviously, that we do, or we wouldn't be doing them. But there's something really special about doing short 30-second or 60-second spots. They're impactful. They really seem to speak directly to the heart in ways that long-form programs can't. Be the light shining in the darkness. Again, we have people tell us all the time that their expectations of the media are so low right now, that things are so dark, they're vitriolic, people are angry, they're skeptical. They turn on Catholic radio and they're inspired, right? They're encouraged. They're informed about ways to go deeper in their faith. So be that light and use the short form programming in ways that bring people closer to Christ and his church. Finally, practically, build audio libraries and keep your messaging fresh. You do this over time, one spot at a time, and just build up these libraries. So you have a library of prayers. What I do, since we have enough content, I may run a set of virtues reflections for 2 weeks. So I just rotate the 15 or 20 or whatever spots for 2 weeks. Then I give it a break, and I bring in theology of the body minutes for 2 weeks, and just keep on, you know, keeping them fresh. The beauty of a lot of the short form programming is that it's evergreen, meaning that you can use them over the course of years, and we do if you don't overuse them, right? News and events, obviously, you aren't evergreen, so you have to be careful. Don't run old events. People notice. You get phone calls. So we still have a few minutes. Thank you so much for your attention. I appreciate it. I didn't see anyone sleeping here. So any questions or discussion on what you guys are doing? I want to hear your ideas as well. So thank you.